like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
This is It's Movie Time.
It is.
And I think it's the time for women to kick the everlasting butt of men.
That's pretty much all you're going to get with the current release of films like Black Widow and now Gunpowder Milkshake online via Netflix.
You and I usually do highbrow movies. It's far more action-oriented than you and I are used to reviewing.
My initial reaction is that the cinematography and art direction are really fascinating.
Yes.
But the director spent more time on the cinematography and art direction than he and his fellow writer did on the actual dialogue and plot and story behind this film.
It's fun to do it now because of the popularity of Black Widow.
Yes.
In which you have two females, kind of sisters, played by Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh. My first reaction was the same as yours, stylistically, from its color to its choreography.
Color palette is really bright and neon, and he spent a lot of time talking about the color palette in this, and that yellow represents death. It seems like a futuristic city, but the center scenes are played in a 1950s style diner with the waitresses wearing 1950s style outfits and
right.
hairdos.
With Rose in charge.
With Rose
in charge.
And
she asks if she can relieve you, is it, of your burden or something?
Yes, when you go in, you're not allowed to carry any guns.
Part of the unbelievability of it, that these goons would just hand their guns over.
Futuristic references, like especially the hospital, reminded me a lot of Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
With modernistic, futuristic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so all of those things really stand out to you. And even a little bit of the throwback scene to the library, which is really code for a weapons exchange. It is gorgeous. And that's kind of more of an antiquity approach that you would expect in a library, but very detailed, very elaborate, representational portraiture on the main back wall. There's a mural that has four lionesses and
yes,
a little lion
yes.
cub. The male lion is
yes.
actually on.
There's so much for our protagonist of
Sam.
Growth going on. The library seemed to be a really good place for it. And of course, it's not what it seems to be.
No.
You have very well-known actresses playing accomplished assassins. First, wouldn't know it right away, but Angela Bassett, Michelle Yeoh, who was born to do this kind of thing.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon kind of gives her away.
But Sam, who I think was channeling Jennifer Lawrence, probably criticized for being stoic. I thought that was the director and her interpretation of this character who was kind of grimly going through life. His mother, typical, mother has abandoned her or she's separated from her mom. So it's again about home and family, just as it is in Black Widow and practically everything else that's of the heroic quality these days is about family. Lena Headey plays Scarlett.
The mother of Sam, the protagonist in the film.
And I think people would know her maybe from TV or something.
Game of Thrones.
Where the director of HR of the firm,
yeah.
Paul Giamatti. Who is just
and that is the firm, capital T, capital F, by the way.
Yes,
it's
thank
this
you.
Dark, nefarious, you don't know quite what they do except order assassinations.
Well, what I like, Mary, is the obvious allegorical interpretation. These are men.
Yes.
And these women are about to change things. However, you begin with them being engaged as assassins by the firm.
Right. They were recruited and trained by the firm.
Yes.
Inevitably, it seems like every single one of them had something go wrong. And it's funny that he's the head of HR because I think HR is really there to protect the interests of the firm.
Right.
Not the actual human resources that make up the firm and do the work of the firm. It's ironic and a little bit darkly humorous. And when her mother abandons her, she actually leaves Nathan, the name of Paul's character, in charge of looking out for her and caring for her. So there's somewhat of a paternal relationship
between
Nathan and Sam that is put to the test when things go south.
It's a very bright parody of hero films and the Hong Kong martial arts films and so on. And I think that if people, even you, would think about it, right? Even you.
A lot of the comedic references somewhat fell flat. Could have used a woman's touch because it's actually written by two men and directed.
But it's called the Gunpowder Milkshake.
Go see Pulp Fiction. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Let's go!